This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Ken Coleman. Tyler's in State College, Pennsylvania. Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Doing great. How about you?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
Yeah, so my question is related to business and checking accounts. I'm a business owner. I've always operated my business out of a business checking account along with a business debit card. As the business scaled up over the years, my expenses are becoming a little bit higher and more frequent, and my current card only has a $2,500 limit. And each time that I go above that, I get a call into the bank, and each time they're really pressing me on the business credit card. And just today when I went to do it, they actually denied it altogether and weren't going to let me do it unless I upgraded to their business credit card. So I guess my question is, what do you recommend that? Like, how are you running your business being like a multi-million-dollar business and all that? What's your recommendation there?
It's time to change banks, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. See, they got confused about who the customer is. The customer was sitting in front of them telling them what he wanted, and they start putting demands on you on how you're going to use your money in order to have the privilege of doing business with these doofuses. I'm out of there. Man, the spirit on that is pitiful.
Yeah.
I don't care. Even if it wasn't in violation of what I teach, just the way they treated you today, dude.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. So here's what we've had to do. We've got, I think, Lord, I've lost count because I don't keep up with it daily anymore. I used to be real concerned with it, but I'm not anymore. I think we've got 150 people carrying debit cards out of our 1,000. And a whole bunch of others that have access to the numbers in order to do orders with, you know, around here for business purposes. So, you know, we've got a bunch of them. I obviously have a business debit card on this place, and the revenue's here north of $300 million a year. So I have low tolerance for trying to use that card and it not buying whatever the flip I wanted to buy. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so we've had discussions with the business banking unit here and said, look, my card, you can put $10,000, $20,000 limit on it. The number of times I'm going to buy a car on a card is zero anyway. So I don't really have anything. I don't buy stuff like that all the time. But I also don't want to not have access to money when I've got millions of dollars in your bank. That will piss me off because of your little debit card rules. But so we've had on my personal debit card from the business, had them give a special dispensation. They should do that for you. And you know, $2,500 is ridiculous. It ought to be at least five. And you can look at it and you'll probably be surprised the number of times you go above five, unless you're doing a bunch of travel or something, is unusual anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So unusually low. So, you need to change banks based on that spirit. But, you know, we've got different, people inside this, but you know, for instance, if one of our live event producers is going to book a block of rooms, you know, we're going into a Hyatt and we're going to take down 150 rooms and they want a card. Well, obviously, you know, a daily limit is going to be a problem on that. So, you know, and that's how we use our debit cards here. So we have some interaction with the bank on a regular basis, but we also have higher than normal limits on some of the daily amounts and total amounts on the cards. Obviously, the cash has to be in the account to cover it, which is a debit card. That's not what we're discussing here. But I think more than anything else, what you're discovering is you have a bank that doesn't understand your value as a customer, and you need to find one that does value you. By the way, we did change banks, and one of the reasons was the old bank that I'd been with for 1,000 years got bought up and bought up a bunch of stuff and became much more corporatized and became inflexible, even with an account our size. They started giving us a hard time on all kinds of different things, and we're just like, you know what? I'm not negotiating with you people. You're just a flipping bank. I mean, there's one on every corner. There's a lot of them would like to have our account. A lot of them would like to have your account, Tyler. I'd go get somebody else. What are you thinking?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, it's your money, and these are somebody had made a decision on the 5th or 6th or 15th or 25th floor, and I think the spirit is absolutely it's wrong. They don't want to help you grow. They just got their rules, and I'd take off. I'd go talk to some other bank and go, hey, here's the deal. Here's what I'm looking for. And look them in the eye. and interview them. Interview banks just like you would, like one of our ELPs.
I'm getting ready to hire you for my banking services.
Yeah, I'm a small business.
Are you good enough?
Yeah. Stay out of my way. Can you let me do my thing? If so, I'll bring my money to you.
What's happening is this. That guy's dealing with a branch manager who's got pressure on him to meet the quota that a certain he has to move a certain number of credit cards, a certain number of business credit cards a month, and he's got people breathing down his neck. He's got a quota like he's selling encyclopedias door-to-door.
That's exactly right.
And these bankers have been reduced to used car salesmen.
Yeah, that's
used car salesmen are much better people. And so, sorry about that, used car guys. You guys are excellent compared. But, I mean, they've been reduced to salespeople that have quotas.
Yep.
I mean, if you work in Victoria's Secret and you don't sell a lot of small underwear, that's not what they gauge you on. You can sell no small underwear and work at Victoria's Secret as long as you sell their credit card, because that's what they want.
Oh,
they want you charging small underwear.
Okay. That's I didn't know where we were going with this. I was waiting to see
I'm
where
just
this
telling you this is.
It is. It's all
Victoria's
about the credit
Secret.
Card.
They are in the credit card business. There
so
just happens
is
to
all
be a thong
of those
involved.
Retailers.
I mean, it's just, you know, there's just nothing there.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with most of these companies.
Yeah.
You go in a department store. Why do you think they're pushing the card on you? They make more money on that than they do the stinking merchandise
that's
just sitting on their shelves.
It's become that credit card game.
And that's what these guys are doing, this stupid bank here.
Yeah.
This bank deserves a good firing.
Mm. I like it.
You're fired.
Yeah. Plenty of banks, by the way. I tell you what, you know, I would go interview the smaller banks. You
what
know?
Do you want to bet it's Bank of America? I'll just bet you.
Oh.
I should have asked him.
Yeah.
I'll bet you it's Bank of America. That's the way they act.
It's a big bank or bigger.
Yeah. It's not a small local bank.
Mm-mm.
Small local bank would actually care what you think.
Yep.
And that's what you need to go with, by the way. Get you a good regional bank or small local
bank.
Yes,
that's what I think, too.
We moved to a local. That's what we did. And they can handle us. I mean, we got a lot of money over there, but they can handle it. So it's not like we're Mr. Like Jed Clampett and Mr. Drysdale or something, but y'all don't even know who that is out there.
I do.
You poor people in America.
Sadly, I do.
Your television deficit. You don't know about the Beverly Hillbillies.
I feel so happy right now that you just said Mr. Drysdale. Kelly's feeling the same thing. We're the same age. We're not going to say the age so Kelly doesn't hit me after the show's over. I know, you're a little bit older, but Mr. Drysdale, that is classic TV right there.
That's classic. I mean, that's a banker who was beholden to the rich oil baron, Jed Clampett, and the Beverly Hillbillies, okay?
Yes.
And he ran around all the time trying to make his customer happy.
That's what you want.
It's been since the 1950s and 60s with black and white TV since bankers understood what their freaking job was.
That's so good.
And it's not to sell you a credit card.
That's so good.
It was to make you the depositor happy.
Yes.
Oh, man. What a lost world we live in.
I know. I'm going to go home and watch the Beverly Hillbillies. It's got to be on somewhere.
I've had two references to them in 3 hours. So.
You have? Have you seen a show lately?
No.
Channel surfing?
I'm having flashbacks.
Okay.
From my childhood. That's all it is. It's an old man thing. It's old man flashbacks. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.